monologue from Riot went viral following its release in 2017. Please give a huge or very welcome for Emma Cole. Who is this man?
So yeah, this next piece, this first piece is from, as we're saying in the thing, Dublin Old School is a play, but it's a kind of spoken word kind of odyssey through the streets of Dublin, and it's told in rap, or it's told in slam, I suppose you call it spoken word, and yeah, I'm gonna do the opening monologue from it now. And all you need to know is that at the very beginning of the play, two people basically, there is going to be language in this, so just in case anyone's it's about two fellas in the streets of Dublin who've just woken up and they've met up with this kind of drug dealer, and it's a ketamine drug deal gone wrong, and the drug dealer's just collapsed on the floor because he's out. This is Dublin Old School. Leave Hunter S. Thompson on the deck and my gonzo on the ones and twos, the blues choose to take a fucking chase. Rhino is flashing that badge, Bobby bends the cards, the bottle of Madge over. I class that bottle nice and tight. There's an everyone across the road screaming, ah, here. Leave her now and we're gone. Bobby blows past the antique clocks off Francis Street faster than light. I lost like a rocket, land Maddie to the right, and something just popped me pocket. Was that the phone? Fuck, I'll have to drop it. What it takes me to catch with the cardio skills to match. So side of the road, oh toe, cheeky little wave looking back to me. Don't mistake that shit for alacrity. Space precocity is tenacity of temerity, of focus, serenity. Throw the angles of escape and give a little hope. And if the lace this verse with a few insults, like, here, get it, you fat fucking dope. Old tailors all screwy over the wall, I fall back to the 18th century. This old Dublin acts like a sanctuary. That's a half rhyme, but it acts as a make weight to save me from the agents of the Free State. I was supposed to be walking about half an hour ago. Now I'm gonna be late. Get sick in the corner, take a minute just to detox. I even like the beat bus. What? This place is frozen in time. Stonewall Garden and you're to the door of Dublin 8. I stick my head over the wall, and the heat and the noise of the city hits me face like a hot goose of piss. Fuck the lily, that boy. It's on the corner where we met Dave the Ray. Is that why Bobby brought me there? Hopefully he led those cops down a hole and is sitting pretty somewhere. Check for the inefficient intermittent gather patrols. Then I head into the red brick warren of the liberties. I am like rabbit when I run, as in angstrom. I get rich, redux, get ready, then I'll rest. Big up in your chest, all the allies on the token steps. Can't be the days, what? Sneaky shocker down Mead Street the wrong way. Past the traders, I still peddle the wares. They're giving the crooked stairs. And my place of work where you can still get 12 inches of vinyl. On Fridays, we close up shop at 6. Nose points in the big maiden. I'm rattling. Doing me best broken dishwasher impression over an ale. You see, I know I slept, but I have no memory of it. I have that fear that comes with the lack of recall. I need to stay off the K. All it ever does is put me in a hole. It's like that little climber in The Price Is Right. You're not a one. Just enough. You get a little cash prize of a buzz, but then too much, and you're banny mun down the side of a cliff into an anaesthetic abyss. I don't remember ringing Bobby to come get me. Speaking of which, where's he? Where's me phone? Lisa's gaff, mate. I'm halfway up South Circa, and I can hear Lisa's gaff before I see it. Lisa answers the door, head full of,
what is that, toothpaste?
It's peroxide.
It's wall to wall. There's people in the hallway and in every step of the stairs. I thread through. Everybody just off walking, stocking up from stock boys, data entry, Bricky's apprentice, architects, customer service, civil service, service, service. The children are mundane on the brain. They're all here getting ready to give their minds a chemical kicking. Now I have the fever and I won't force thieves. This is a designated session gaff.
You wouldn't want to live in it.
A faded Victorian that's now somewhere between student digs and a fucking crack den. I walk into a packed kitchen and I see Bobby staring into the microwave, cooking Dave the Rave's ketamine. What are you doing? You gonna sell that? No choice, do we? Microwave dings. Anybody want a bump? People crowd the plate and tuck. Pigs with piggy bank cards queuing at the trough. I hear that light salty crystallized kept mean crush under a note and a glass bottle and then a push up the nose. I see the crinkle of the faces as it stings. Do you want a bump? Oh, I'll bang her just a snidge. Head back throws, brain blossoms like a rose, but then withers and dies. I'm playing catch up, so I crack that rapper, madman on the counter, grey and white rocks the size of Jolly Rancher. It's a napalm explosion in the Southeast Asian jungle that is my fucking nose hair. Agent Orange defoliating me brain. I grab the bike, still early light. Vanilla on the back of the black pits. Town is pulsing, moving. There's boys and girls shouting, get up! To prove to them and their friends that they exist right now. Down George's Exchequer, slide into my lane. Spy my high window sill, then I stop. Climb the bike, then I drop. 6 cans by late, I see. Come 4 in the morning, I will be the man with 6 cans and a plan. The toy corner past Andrew's Lane and the cool gay kids and the LGBT smoking outside the club with the war paint on. The battle ready, but not yet battle weary. These kids are just on the cusp of their war, a defiant chance of, what the fuck are you and what an hell you for? Back in the track, left lock the boy, central bank, cut into temper bear. Bodies on the cobbles outside the hood. Now that's a club, it's a basement, dingy, sweaty, sticky, absolutely perfect for raving. Downstairs, and the place is empty. Aaron's on the decks. I'm going to ask him, can I play that half hour warm-up, he promised. I'm feeling slightly brazen now with the chemical courage. I feel the back of my neck go up, and the corners in me mouth go down. Al, the promoter, sidles up. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, fuck. I'm gonna have to play that on my own. Head into the cubicles. Space out. Looking at the graffiti. And then head back into the darkness. Place is packed. How was he in there? Looks forward towards the left speaker. See Lisa, Bobby, Kev, Glenn pushing and pulling a 5-foot invisible hand shaft in front of them, biting their bottom lip, trying to work their imaginary rave machine. Some blood just wandered in from Harcourt Street and has given Lisa the Omar Sharif. Hello, my lady. Where are you from? Fuck off. I'm the DJ builds a groove in a seamless nature until the place explodes and people jump, trying to get to the floor above them. It's the bass beats, hot hat hits, and then it's lights out, shout out, whoop, ma, tune, and you spout onto the street. Clothes sticking to your skin, it's a cold, wet top back on your top down. Fuck, that's mine. 5,000 butterflies flapping their wings on every vertebrae of my spine. Dublin! 3:30 in the morning, everybody is desperately trying to find a session. Are we here? No, we're there. Yeah, it's this gaff, it's that gaff. Hey, listen, yous can all come. But don't bring any of that riffraff. Thank you. This is, I was asked to do a really weird thing. You know, Google.
Oh, Google.
Well, I signed an NDA, but let's say we work for a company called Fugle. they were like, will you come and they'd seen a show. And I think a lot of our staff kind of don't drink and stuff, because they're from all over the world. The only thing they do in Dublin, the only thing they do in a lot of cities, they don't know about nights like this, they don't know about culture and stuff like that. So when they do, they don't like drinking a lot of them, so they got brought to kind of poach and things. And they're like, we'd really like you to come and perform for us. And I was like, I think you got the wrong power. And they're like, no, we will. So I did this poem for them. It's a new poem. It's kind of, I suppose, what we call auto-fiction. About a week beforehand, I was like, I was going to do something else. And I had some friends over in a house, kind of like socialists and communists and artists and whatever. And we were sitting around, was talking about the state of the sea. I live in Temple Bar, and the apartments I lived in were designed in a regeneration for artists, all of them. But now they're just full of Airbnbs. So this is about that. It's called Dublin, I Know You're Not Dead Yet. I know sometimes it's kind of more of a song. I'm hoping to do it with a musician, so please forgive me. I know people don't like it a lot when you sing in a poem, but there's a few bars in it, so if you will, indulge me. Everyone in my gaff says that this city is losing its soul. In an effort not to be a bad host, I tried to offer something savoury. I've been reduced to adjusting the temperature with a needle nose pliers. Too hot to have the oven on anyway, and the window not open. The cat has a Steve McQueen escape plan that makes me feel she has a death wish to rush to the cobbled streets of Temple Bar, three floors sideways. Whore and the city might land on their feet, but I don't want to test that theory. Polite guess smoke out the window. Shoot that. It doesn't close all the way, but lets in enough city centre monoxide to do damage. Landlord won't fix it. I won't pay. A legislative Mexican standoff in a rent pressure cooker zone. This was once a neighbourhood of art. In the regeneration, that gentrification, these small one-bedroom gaffs were designed as garrets for artists who were being displaced. But somehow they wound up in the hands of publicans and hoteliers. This, I feel, is an analogy for our turbulent path towards independence and our free state of mind. It always starts with art and ends in real estate. Communists and socialists sit on my sitting room floor and discuss taking back the city. That was then, though. Year gone. Dreams gone. The films tell you that the empire will lose and the plucky rebels will look out. Capitalism is stronger than any Death Star. UDA men in ballys, backed by our own, bashing heads. They'll give you liberalism, but if you challenge property, they'll crack the backs and protect the hegemony. Leftists are not Luke. Here in 2019, you'll be vilified. Your man doesn't care. He's a communist. Not an internet communist. A car-carrying communist. That's not alliteration for the crack either. There's an actual red, not under me bed, but kicking back on me couch, facing instant poof. We're still trying to figure out why they showed up for water and not raise the roof. The time to mobilise is now. These chats about the demise of our city were all in vogue that last summer before Dublin became a cadaver. That's a bit of a mixed metaphor, but then again, this isn't really a poem, and I'm only about half a poet. But it's in the cities, we can hear it, we can feel it. In the temple, one of the last buskers they banned sets up, and Portick McCollum is there with a pen taking down those songs. There's a kid Keenan in the streets, he's singing a move through the fair, warbling feeling. Someone forgot to tell this chump to stop dreaming. Dublin, I know. You're not dead yet. Dublin, I know. You're not dead yet. Citizens become detritus from the cultural sanitization, and the rest of us give the side-eyed view to anyone that thinks that this is a positive revelation. I got a Facebook message from a DJ and a magazine editor about coming together and doing something. I'll let you all figure it out and know what happens with that. Diggers level our culture, not for a playing field, but hotels. Block T, the flea, hang out to the Tivoli, the Bernard Shaw, for some of them that was the last straw. My flat guest says it's useless and they should know. It's not market fatalism, but battered and bruised visits to cells for trying to take back the city and occupying a derelict. But there's a feeling of temporal displacement. A gavel-headed mystic tells you that in another parallel, by you all clear, there will always be an 8th district in Dublin, I know. You're not dead yet. The artists in me phone, they want to strategize, collectivize. All these kids in front of me, they need to unionize in the face of those that want to atomize our soul. You don't have roommates, but bunkmates. 30 to one kitchen and one pot to piss in, but you rent that pot for extra because you can't even use it for free. It's metropolis, but you are not running in that garden, but a worker in the lift. Collectively, collective action gives you traction. That doesn't work, but the lesson stands. Don't be sheep. They tell you that rhyme is cheap. But I will put down them that put up that student accommodation instead of public homes, against which they seem to be dead set. I'll get rid of the screens and me smartphones and I'll become well read, yeah. But I'll get that burner, they'll all think I'm part of that North Inner City Dublin, no good set in Dublin, I know. You're not dead yet. Cranes face south, dry their feathers in our sun. Towering in that toxic sump that pumps money and souls to feed a lopsided tea that seems to obscure our vision of 2003, lifting up developers' dreams and making those underneath uneasy as the chains groan and sway. If a strong wind passes through, it will come crashing down again on every one of us this day. And Dublin, I know you're not dead yet. And for art to grow, it needs space and room. And we're pleading with councils not to snuff out that spec. We should get two of every kind of characters and every kind of everyone, because these decisions ahead of us are stark. We need to create our own cultural arc in Dublin. I know you're not dead yet. So I make a promise to myself to drink more water, take longer walks, or get rid of the screens and the phones. And someday I will be part of that well-read set in Dublin. I know. You're not dead yet. Dublin, I know. You're not dead yet. Dublin, I know. You're not dead yet. Dublin, I know. You're not dead yet.